Across the Northwest, some families will spend Christmas in rented mobile homes where the living conditions are marginal at best, dangerous at worst. So who's inspecting these manufactured homes? As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins found out, they fall into a regulatory gray area.
The word estate conjures images of manicured lawns and sweeping terraces. Evergreen mobile estates near Shelton, Washington has a different feel. Picture moss-streaked single and double wides cheek by jowl, the occasional broken window, and a general look of dilapidation. This is where I meet Aretta Darling and Dennis McCallum.
Just a minute, I'll get my fiancé out here.
They've been living at Evergreen Mobile Estates since May.
It's the only place we really could afford at the time.
McCallum is a recovering addict who was previously evicted from an apartment and for a time was homeless. The rent here is $6.75 a month. To McCallum, it feels like a lot for not much.
If you want to come in.
He invited me in to see the condition of their trailer.
Well, I don't know how bad you think this is, but like, watch.
McCallum showed me how the front wall was detaching from the floor. He then shut the front door.
You could see like the light all the way through the doors.
It's coming in through gaps between the door and the wall.
It's hard to keep it warm in here because of all this.
To keep warm, McCallum and his fiancée sometimes light a fire in the wood stove that occupies a corner of the cramped living room. But they worry about burning the place down.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
The stove sits just a few inches from the wall, and there's no fireproof backing.
It's really warm, really, really warm.
McCallum believes this trailer is borderline habitable, but he's been reluctant to call the county and say, hey, come inspect this place.
I've thought about it, but if I do that, then we probably wouldn't have a place to live because we'd probably get a, you know, they'd end up condemning this place, but we'd have no place to go then.
At least that's what he's afraid of. But even if McCallum did call to report the condition of his rental, he might not get very far. After my visit, I stopped by the local health department. Debbie Riley is the environmental health manager there. She told me her department deals with outdoor health issues. But when it comes to the interior condition of rental properties?
At this point in time, Mason County Public Health hasn't stepped into that arena.
Riley directed me to the county building department, but the lone code enforcement officer there told me she has a backlog of 1,500 complaints from across the county. She referred me to the Washington Department of Labor and Industries. It has some jurisdiction over mobile homes. Matthew Ehrlich is a spokesman for the agency.
There's no doubt that there are substandard mobile home parks out there.
But Ehrlich says LNI doesn't have jurisdiction over the condition of the homes.
We don't condemn or determine if something is habitable. That would be the local authority.
Labor and Industries has conducted safety inspections when requested to by local officials. That happened in 2011 at a trailer park in Yakima County. The Yakima Herald reported at the time that LNI found 75 pages worth of problems, including leaky roofs, rotted floors, plumbing, and electrical hazards. But those sorts of sweeps are rare. Leslie Owen is a senior attorney with the Northwest Justice Project in Olympia. She says Washington's Landlord-Tenant Act does give renters some avenues of recourse.
But they're so complicated that very few tenants can make use of them.
So Owen says renters often just put up with the conditions, or they start withholding rent and get evicted.
And in court, these people are trying to tell judges all about the horrible conditions that exist, but it doesn't matter because the judge is basically saying, you didn't pay your rent, and I don't have any choice.
Owen would like to see more communities follow the example of Seattle and Pasco, cities that require inspections of rental properties. There is another side to this story.
We're filling a need for affordable housing in Mason County, Washington.
That's Darlene Pennock, the co-owner of Evergreen Mobile Estates in Shelton. Pennock says it's a constant battle to keep mobile homes that are 30, 40, even 50 years old inhabitable, especially because of the wear and tear tenants put on them. But she rejects the suggestion that her rentals are substandard.
They might be old, they might not be pretty, but they're affordable and we take care of them. You know, we want our properties safe.
Washington law requires that landlords keep their rentals fit for human habitation and in reasonably good repair. Pennock insists her mobile homes pass this test, but she knows not everyone agrees.
I've been called a slumlord, yes, more than once.
Well, how do you respond to that slur?
I can't let it get to me, because I know I am not doing that.
As for the problems her current tenants pointed out to me, Pennock says she was unaware of those issues and promised to have her maintenance person get right on it. Since then, the issues with the loose wall and the unsafe wood stove have been addressed. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.